Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict XVI on Wednesday turned his attention to one of the greatest Catholic theologians of all time, St. Thomas Aquinas. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict continued his series of talks on the Christian culture of the Middle Ages with the important figure of St. Thomas Aquinas, the Dominican theologian who's the patron saint of Catholic schools and universities. The Pope spoke about how St. Thomas reacted to the philosophical revolution caused in the Middle Ages by the renewed interest in the thought of the classical Greek philosopher Aristotle. Most theologians of the time used Plato as their philosophical model and were suspicious of using Aristotle because he had not been used by the Church Fathers.
Thomas' insistence on the harmony of faith and reason respected the autonomy and complementarity of those two ways of knowing the truth, which has its ultimate origin in God's Word. Faith sheds fuller light on the truths which reason is naturally capable of knowing, while drawing from revelation a supernatural knowledge of the divine mysteries and the triune God himself. Reason, for its part, serves to demonstrate faith's credibility, to defend its teaching, and to show its inner consistency and intelligibility. The complementary relationship between faith and reason reflects the truth that God's grace builds on, elevates, and perfects human nature, which is thus enabled to pursue the felicity which is its deepest desire.
Although some during the period thought Greek philosophy was troublesome because it was without Christian revelation, Pope Benedict said Thomas showed that human reason is capable of grasping some truths without revelation.
Thomas's conviction that we are naturally able to acknowledge the principles of the natural moral law remains timely, since that law, grounded in the truth of man's nature, is the basis of respect for human dignity and universal human rights.
In this World Cup season, the Pope also sent greetings to the participants of the International Vincenzo Romano Memorial Soccer Tournament. He hoped they would help spread the universal message of solidarity and brotherhood. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.